So gently allowing experience, whatever it is. Allowing every thought, every sound, the sound of this voice, every sensation and feeling as it arises, because it's enshrined, because you recognize that everything that arises is arising in presence. Or in the heart, or whatever you like to call this shared being. Because you know that everything arises in this presence. There's a gentleness, a kindness. A kind of, it's possible to let go, it's possible to allow the flow. In the shrine, and of course we're always in the shrine, so, but here together we knowingly are in the shrine. We are not taking a position in relation to our experience. We're not referring a feeling that may be here to the story that seems to be related to it or to the past. We don't have an agenda. It's as if when we are in the shrine, we don't no longer have the faculty of referring back or comparing or judging, evaluating, preferring. We are like the sky. In regards to the clouds, we are like the ocean in regards to the waves. It's a kind of innocence and a very intimate, close kinship with whatever arises. There's not enough space between me and my experience to have a judgment, a story, a memory. And of course, stories, memories, judgments continue to arise. But you see that you are that which welcomes those kinds of thoughts. They're just little ripples of thoughts that, if you really welcome them, bring you back to more of a feeling, sensation in the body. And because you're not so interested in the label, you're just with the raw experience. Everything that I'm saying is too much almost. It's too much doing, too much thinking. Let the words kind of wash over. Taste the openness that you are. And let experience be as it is. That's kind of maybe the main invitation. Taste yourself as this openness that allows all experience. And let experience take care of itself moment by moment. And now the body, feel your body. In particular, without focusing your lens too narrowly on the body, keep your lens wide open, but it's as if you were putting up the volume on the body. So feel first of all that you don't live in the body, it's the other way around. The body lives in you. The body isn't the conventional body that we think or that we would draw if we were asked to draw from memory. The body now here is a kind of unfolding of sensations and feelings and textures, temperatures. Welcome the body, your body. Just because, no reason, just because your body is yourself, an aspect of yourself, an appearance, an expression of yourself, and it's often neglected. It's a bit of a dumping ground for feelings that never get a chance to really flow. And it's also a dumping ground for lots of habits of tension that we perpetuate in order to ascertain that I am a limited self. So this poor body is, to say the least, mistreated on behalf of separation. So just feel your body now in a way, in an apologetic way. Hello, body. And you know, I'm sorry. It's not my fault. I mistake myself to be you. And then I have to entertain that belief. But in this moment, dear body, I just want to welcome you as you are, with everything that you hold. And you tell the body, look, you are surrounded with a field of welcoming. You begin to see that sensations don't appear in a vacuum. Feelings, tensions, tinglings, the sensation of your hands, for example, doesn't appear in a void. It appears in a quality of openness, spaciousness. Give permission, just go for it. Just really feel that. Start with your hands, the sensation of my hands, tingling, radiating, palms. But I don't see palms, I just feel. And then this open space all around. And you let your hands expand, melt, dissolve, whatever they want to do, radiate, tactile. Because the space is alive and transparent. Just be open to that on a tactile level. Then you move somewhere else. Let's say we go visit the sensation of weight. Feel where your pelvis and your thighs rest on the earth. That's what we call weight. Habitually, we feel that I'm the body resting on this other substance called the earth, and there's a kind of battle. A definite feeling of a border between me, the body, and not me, the earth. But here, now, ask your body, how does it want to be in relationship to the earth? Ask your sit bones, your thighs, your legs. Does it want to fight? Or does it want to connect? And ask the earth how she would like to connect with the body. And you ask, but you don't wait for answers with the mind. You go to the sensation and to your heart, because in your heart you know the intimate connection between body, earth, body, space, space, earth, space, body, earth, body. Now feel that you can release the weight of your pelvis, of your arms, your shoulders, that it's safe. Or at least be open to that, because of course there's lots of habits of no, it's not safe. It's absolutely not safe to let go, to open, to expand, because I am separate. Therefore, I need to protect myself, defend myself, or assert myself sometimes. But here in the shrine, I recognize, or I'm open to recognizing that no, I am this openness. And the body and the earth and the space are expressions of me, openness. And whenever you feel a sensation that says, I'm not open, fearful, defended, tense, hurts, you go gently, you give it space, you don't let it prove to you that you are a separate being. This feeling of tension in the shoulders, in the head, in the forehead, in the belly, it's innocent. It doesn't prove separation. It expresses separation. But so you take a little bit of time. You see what it's made of. You feel it. You pick one. You feel it. You go sit by it. Let's say in your shoulders, because I think most of us feel tension in our shoulders. You go sit with that. And you don't do anything. You just give the sensation your presence, your loving presence. You have no agenda. The sensation might cry out even louder as you give it your presence. You have no agenda. If agendas come, they come, but they come in you. You let them come, you let them go. Feel your breath. Your breath is your caressing gesture. As you sit with attention, you breathe. You let your breath caress the tension. When I say you breathe, I mean presence, breathing, which means presence, loving. And true love has no demands, no agenda. True love, which I know, you know, we're not always capable of when we're out of the shrine, being humans. But in the deepest place, we are absolutely able to love unconditionally, because we, I don't know why, I can't really speak it, but maybe we can feel it. See if you can let the weight of the body release a little bit more with the breath. Your arms, feel the whole length of your arms, and then where your hands touch the earth, and that it can flow down the weight. And also with your legs, feel that it is safe, that the earth is supporting the body unconditionally, and that the body is resting on the earth unconditionally. And that you know this. It is you, it is your essence, this unconditional dance. Let your fingers go, open your fingers, not moving, but just wherever they were grasping. Feel your face, your jaw, your eyes, your cheeks, your nose, your ears, your forehead, your scalp, your hair, inside your mouth, your teeth, your gum, your tongue. Deliver the sensations of your face to the space all around. With your breath helps. You don't need a face at the moment. You can be faceless, and you can give your face a break. It can come to life. It can expose what it holds. Feel the tension in your forehead, in your brain, in your eyes, in your eyeballs. So much tension in our faces. You sit with it for now, welcoming it. A lot of pain in the body, I know. A lot of fear, a lot of grief, a lot of many things, many layers, history, personal history, collective history, current circumstance. That's why when we come here together, we go slowly, and to begin with, it may be arduous. We may feel a lot of resistance, but we're holding hands here together, each one together holding hands, and yet going solo, welcoming each one our own layers, but placing it on the shared altar. Slowly let your body, if it's like mine, and it feels a little bit drawn to moving a bit. So just slowly, with your eyes closed, trace a circle with your whole torso around the edges of a bowl. Go very gently, and as if it was moving through water. Warm water, so it's easy. The shoulders can also benefit from the water. They're moving a bit, the shoulders. And the spine doesn't have to remain vertical. If the spine undulates a bit as the torso circles, you let it. Maybe the top of the spine, the head might be undulating a bit. Yes, and now changing direction slowly, gently, almost like you're not doing it. The currents of water are moving the body. And then slowly you let the water, the currents stop moving, so the body comes back to stillness. And make sure the weight is releasing always into the earth. And now circles with the head and the neck. Don't do it. Just allow it to appear, very gentle, slow. You don't have an image for the head, the neck, the body. You just have this raw ripple. And you are the openness in which it ripples. And the more you feel that, the more the ripple feels it too. Nobody doing it, just the ripple in openness. And make sure you also include the totality of your experience. Even if there's pain and tension, it's all welcome. Now the other way, with the head and the neck. Don't live in the head and the neck. Let it live in you. Yes, and then gently let the head come back to neutral position. Don't do it. It's much more fun to let things happen. To discover what happens when I don't become the doer, the mover. Slowly the torso, ghost-like, turning towards the left side. Slow, no mechanics. The hands, where do they want to land? Maybe on your left knee if you're sitting on the floor. Yeah, and now push the top of the head a bit towards the ceiling. so that the verticality of your spine announces itself. And then don't push anymore, but feel your torso free-floating, vertical in the openness. And then you drop your legs into the earth, you drop your arms, and you just welcome the totality of the experience. Surrender the posture. Yes, layers. Layers after layers, that's life. Life never stops being life. We all, the mind, the separate one, always wants certainty, wants to arrive somewhere, finally, that will be exactly how I want it. No, clearly, life isn't like that. Feel that right this moment with a posture. Life. And now slowly, torso moving towards the right side. Don't do it. Feel the temptation to become the doer so strong. And also quite, you know, normal, natural, but just resist a little bit. It's like an exercise. We're trying to reassert the universal doer, the universal mover. Empty the posture. Touching the space all around with the edges of the body. Releasing the weight. And then not doing anything, just allowing. Yes, torso comes back. Feel your legs can stretch out if you're sitting on the floor. And I'm going to invite you, if you're able, to lie down on your backs. And give your body a real stretch, a real movement. Let's give it to your body. That's what my body wants, so I get to take you with me. Feel it's a creature, your body, an animal, and it knows what it wants. And hopefully there's enough space, enough warmth on the floor where you are, that you can feel a quality of nurturing, and then maybe you let your body roll a bit, stretch a bit. Your hands, trust your hands, the way they may touch your body. Caress your body, yes, why not? The earth, the hands, the clothes, the temperature. Feel the sensuality that is this body and this earth and this space. And then your body is now lying on your back. It's a different landscape. And yet, who you are, what you are, is unchanged. The openness that you are, the presence that you are, unchanged. The body ever changing. Life ever changing. Feel your left arm, lift your left arm off the ground just a few inches and then flop it back down. Let it go. And then the right arm, lift it up, feel the weight, let it go. Left leg, heavy left leg, hovering above the ground, feel it, weigh it, flop it. Right leg, heavy. Weigh it and then let it go. Breath, let your breath flow freely. The breath is starting to get the message. Okay, we're loud here. We're in a quality of welcoming the sensuality, the animal nature of the body. So the breath is becoming a little bit more, how should I say it? Animal-like, free, wild. Now feel your head and lift your head. It's like a heavy watermelon. Weigh it and then very gently with a heavy, you place it back down. You are the wet sand on which the head is, in which the head is dropping, 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 yielding with the sand. Feel yourself, you're also the earth, receiving the body. You're also the space, receiving the body. Long in breath, long out breath. Drag your left heel up towards your chest. Float your knee above your belly. Wrap your hands around your left knee. Don't pull, but just let the weight of your arms draw your knee towards your torso more, and then flex a little bit your right foot. Just all this is very gentle. If your foot is bare, you might feel the caress of the temperature on your sole. And then the head floats towards your knee. And then you feel the posture, just empty it. Empty the shoulders, empty the forehead, the eyes, the hands, the wrists. Yes, offer the posture to the space all around. And then slowly come back with the head, with the leg, with the arms, let it go. Let it go. I surrender this body back to where it likes to go. Now gently, lazy, right heel floating up, drawing up, floating the right knee, hands to knees, knees to torso, left foot licking the space in front, and now the head floating towards the knee. And you hover there with, you're not in the body. You're just hovering with the body. Yes, and then coming back. Letting go. Feel your left hand. Left fingers, left palm, top of the left hand. Very alive. Undefended hand, touching, texture, temperature. Left hand floating all the way up and back. And then all the way, arcing all the way back down from where it came from, same trajectory. And let it go. And do it again with the left arm, but this time marry the breath to it. So with the inhale, you're arcing the arm back. And exhale, arcing it forward. And then we're doing one more time. Feel it's completely effortless with the left arm. Breathing in, arcing it up and back. And waiting for the exhale to carry the arm back from where it came from, to where it came from, and let it go. And just compare the left arm, the right arm. The left arm is a little bit more inclined to dissolve, expand, relax. Now feel the right arm. Arc the right arm all the way back. You rest it on the ground and then it comes back, the same trajectory. And you let it go. And then now with the next inhale,
Exhale, arcing, effortless. Let it go. Don't anticipate. And after a few breaths, with an inhale, here it goes. Only texture, sensations, flow, nobody doing it. Let your right arm go. Let your body go more and more and more. Draw your knees up to cover your chest. Wrap your arms around your knees and just give your body a little massage by tilting right and left. Yes, and then we're going to make our way back up to all fours, but and some of you might be able to rock back and forth and give your spine a massage as you roll back and forth on your way back up. Come up and then gently, eyes are closed. We're gonna turn around onto your hands and knees. And once you found this new landscape on all fours, hands, earth, four legs, tops of your feet, it's all very tactile, and then just gently arching the spine, curling the spine. Find your own pace. And maybe marrying the arching with the in-breath and the curling with the out-breath. Once the movement has been established, add the quality of not doing it, that it's doing itself. You're the openness, receiving every micro sensation. Yes, now the spine comes back to neutral and draw your pelvis back to your heels, forehead to the ground, child's pose, rest and let everything go. Long inhale, long exhale. You can surrender the layers. You know, I'm talking also about the emotional layers in these letting go postures, they're little gestures for deeper layers to take advantage of. And when I say letting go, I really mean offering whatever is willing to be offered up to the altar. And the altar is home base, its presence. It takes care of everything. Slowly come back onto your hands and knees. Curl your toes under. And if this isn't safe for the body, you just adjust, accommodate. But if it is, then follow the invitation. Toes are curled under. Feel like you're a cat ready to pounce. You might want to rock your pelvis back a bit, back and forth. Your head is free. Your whole body is a one fluid creature. And then organically let your pelvis float up towards the ceiling and your knees moving towards the earth. You don't have to complete the posture, just as much as is comfortable. This is a big stretch, and it's for some of us, it's early. Maybe walking your feet right and left, Let the breath help. Feeling the stretch. Yes, one more breath here. And then gently walking your feet towards your hands. Maybe turning to face the screen, but rest your torso on your thighs, let your head go. Shake your head, yes, yes. Let your hair go, let your shoulders go, let your teeth go, let everything that would like to go, go. And then feel a big beach ball under your belly starting to inflate. Very slow, very smooth, and as it inflates, the torso is rising and uncurling effortlessly. The head is the last. And you just feel this new landscape, very alive. And never, the invitation, again, I'm probably repeating myself, is not to wrap yourself back into a body. Like, here is the new landscape called standing, but can standing shine and radiate into the openness all around? And I don't have to limit myself to the usual feeling of I am standing. No, standing is living in me. Feel your feet. Your hands. Feel your head. The breath. Can your feet be trusting, undefended, undefended feet, your heels, your soles, your toes, the earth, so that the weight of the lower part of the body can find the pathway down through the feet. And again, here there may be some unpleasant sensations, some pain. Don't turn your back on them. They need your welcoming badly. It's not dangerous. Feel your shoulders. They can drop down through your arms. And your top, the top of your head towards the ceiling. And the breath. And now the left hand, feel it very alive. And let it fall up towards the ceiling. It falls up. It's weightless. All the way up to the ceiling. Fingertips touching the ceiling. And now slowly the arm is going to make little spiraling motions as it comes back down towards the back. So you're spiraling with your left arm as you come down and back. And then you let the left arm go. You've given it a little bath, the left arm. Let it go, let it drop. Notice the difference, left and right. You're loving your left arm. You're reminding it that it is made of energy. Now feel the right arm, right hand. First you feel the palm of the right hand, the tingling sensation, top of the hand. Touch, expanding into the space all around, lively hand, and then the whole arm learns and it floats upwards, weightlessly, all the way up to touch the ceiling with the fingertips. And just rest there for a bit, your right arm falling into your right arm, your left arm falling towards the ground. Don't live in the body, let it live in you. And now the spiraling descent towards the back with the right hand, with the right shoulder. Or you can trace it with a hand.
can play around with feeling that you're tracing it with the tips of the fingers or with a shoulder. Yes, and then you let go. Long inhale, long out, exhale, so that you can drop the arms even more. Now both arms floating up. Long arms, they're longer than you know, going through the ceiling. And then cut the space right and left. Open the arms right and left, big wings. Slowly, arms to the horizontal. Turn your palms to face upwards. Cupping energy in the palms of the hands, but the palms of the hands are transparent. It's a transparent vessel. Now carry whatever you're cupping with your fingertips towards your shoulders, so your elbows are bending, fingertips towards the shoulders. Touching your hair, your skin, the texture of your clothes, and now the elbows come forward and down. It's a gesture. It's a sacred gesture. And now your palms, two lotus flowers in your palms, offering them to the space in front. Open them, offer them. See what happens. Offering the lotus flowers. And then let your arms dissolve back once the offering is made. Perfect stillness. What's happening with the ankles, with the knees, with the hips? Could you bring in some warm space into the ankles, the knees, the hips? Now gently shifting your weight towards the left side. Open your eyes a tiny bit to anchor with your visual, and then let your right knee float up. Very simple. No tension in your foreleg. You can shake it. Circle your knee and then place it back down. Then slowly, slowly the weight traveling to the right. No reason to do this. The left knee up. I don't live in the body, but this body is so alive and it's losing balance and it's making funny things and I'm tasting every moment. Yes, and now coming back. Eyes are closed and just let the weight of the body find its position of choice if it gets the freedom to choose. So maybe just let the weight kind of shift a bit, right, left, forward and back for a bit. As if you were tilting a vessel full of liquid on the surface of support. And then at some point, just stop doing anything and see what happens. Be the openness. Yes. Hello, body. Dear body. Feel the potential of your body, the lively, amazing thing our bodies. Now tilt your chin towards your chest. And then slowly begin to let the torso, from the upper torso, curl down into the space in front. Your arms are hanging dead weight and your knees can be bent. Just very, very slow. In fact, stop. Just stop and let your arms circle a bit in the joints. Make sure you hold your abdominals in a bit so you don't hold you don't hurt your lower back. And then you continue flowing down with your arms, with your head, and stop. Long inhale, long exhale, circle your arms, and then off you go again, and you make your way all the way down like this.
resting your hands on your legs or on the ground. Your knees can be as bent as you want. This is not a gymnastics class. It's a making friends with our true body class. Long in breath, long out breath. Now feel your torso moving towards the left a little bit, just a little bit. Your hands to the left. So there's a little bit of a stretch on the right side. Yes, and now to the right. You just walk your hands off to the right. And then back to center. And now instead of the beach ball that's inflating, you're going to feel something pulling the top of the head forward
and up. So it's an arching up of the spine all the way up. And then put your hands on your lower back and continue the arching. Cover the ceiling with your torso. Yes, and then come back to a neutral position. Arms alongside the body, breath free. And now it's just a tiny moment with eyes closed to see the dance that emerges. There's no, absolutely no right or wrong, and nobody's looking. Just a tiny little dance, gesture, imperceptible or big, doesn't matter. See what comes. Dance, or you could say prayer. Prayer for now. Prayer that comes out of the now. Hands, arms, fingers, belly, pelvis, head, feet. You don't have to manufacture it, just let it rise out of your heart. Be surprised by what arises. It doesn't have to be pretty. Prayers are not always pretty. The praying one is free, wild. Let this prayer dance, not pretty, pretty, doesn't let it be as big, as wild, as untamed, as small, quiet, exquisite, ugly as it wants. Let your feelings be part of what shapes the dance. Moment by moment. It's not a story, it's just a raw, it could change at every moment. Yes. Feel that connection with the earth. There could be no dance without the earth and the space and the elements, the breath, the trees, the sky, the animals. That somehow there could be no dance without the totality of creation. And now gently bringing it to one gesture. Nobody will see the gesture. Let the gesture emerge. And then back to stillness, back back to a sitting position. Take your time. Eyes are closed. Just feel the coming and the going of the breath. And feel the body. And hear the sound of Ellen's voice. And ask yourself, how do I know that I'm located in a body right this moment? How do I know that I'm located in a separate, finite body? And the answer may come up because I feel a border, I feel density, I feel a sense of a limit. But you can challenge that answer. What is it that perceives the density, the border? What is it that perceives the sound of Ellen's voice? Can I find a border to that which perceives the sound of Ellen's voice and the sensation of a border? And maybe the answer comes, yes, here it is. Here's the border of me. And then you shine a light on it. Is it really a border of me? It may come as a feeling, sometimes as a belief in the mind, well, I was born, I'm going to die. The body was born, the body will die. Again, with your tactile sense, go look for the border of yourself. And really see that when you find such a border as a sensation, you can very easily challenge its border identity by asking yourself, what is it that perceives that border? And at some point, it's like you surrender, something in you surrenders, and then you can take off into the borderlessness. Somehow you can allow that to be felt on a tactile level. You are the borderlessness, but at some point, you somehow, you've been convinced, or I don't know exactly how it works, but there's a feeling of, Okay, I surrender to myself. I take off. And then gravity will have it that it will call you back to the feeling of being bordered, to the feeling of being a separate body. And so again, investigation. challenge, so that you make this tactile, non-located openness your experience, not just a kind of nice idea, a nice yogic idea that I visit from time to time. You make it more and more your home base. I guess your homeless space. Where home is the openness. But you don't have to erase anything. That's really important. Don't do anything, just resting together for a few more moments in the heart. Thank you, everyone. I have to leave a tiny bit early today. But thank you all for coming, and why don't you unmute yourselves if you want so I can hear a bit of your voices. Oh, Annelie, I didn't know if you came. I'm glad you came. Nice to see you. Nice to see each one of you. Hi, Hugh. Nice.
Hi.
To see you. Bye bye. Hi, Sujata, Wolfgang, and Beatrice, friend, hi. Remco, Quentin, hi, Ali, hi, Hilka, hi. Thank you for coming.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Take gentle care.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
You too. Bye bye, Sarah. Thank you. Bye, Rianne.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Quentin. Wolfgang, I think I said your name already. All right. See you soon. Bye bye.
See you soon.
Bye. Thank you.